Hey, it's me. It's me, the T-O-N-Y-T, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. Today I'm going to be talking about the movie Ghostbusters Afterlife, but no spoilers in case you haven't seen it yet. But if you're a fan of Ghostbusters, you should definitely go see it. I have been a fan of the boys in gray ever since I was a kid. I saw the movie in 1984 in the theaters and immediately fell in love with the world of these guys that start up their business and decide to take on all manners of spooks and specters and haunts and contain them indefinitely. It's a great world, a great universe. We've seen some okay sequels and some terrible reboots, but this movie really manages to capture the essence, the vibe, the feel, and the world of the original Ghostbusters and bring all of that nostalgia back to a generation that has never experienced it or one that hasn't experienced it for a long time. So if you can't tell, I'm a fan. I'm gushing a little bit. But of all the things that I enjoyed in the movie, of all the nods and the Easter eggs and the tributes, one thing that really, really got me was not actually in the film itself. I was watching online some sort of B-roll footage and behind the scenes of the movie being made, and a clip really caught my attention. Now, the director of the movie is a young man named Jason Reitman, and if that name sounds familiar, it's because he is the son of the original Ghostbusters director, Ivan Reitman. And one of my favorite things that I saw was a clip of Jason as he's on set and he's directing this movie and he's kind of watching some of the clips and the dailies, and his dad is there with him and he's showing his father some of the way that the camera's going to pan and the clips are going to go and the movie's going to be filmed. And it's interesting to watch his dad just kind of, you know, pitching in, and they're sharing and they're laughing, and there's this common thing. It's wonderful to think that as Jason was growing up, he had seen his father in this world. He'd seen his dad directing these movies and interacting with these special effects and camera shots and elements, and it inspired him in such a way that he decided he was going to make that his life stream too. It reminds me of a scripture in the New Testament in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 1, when the apostle Paul is writing to the Corinthian church, and he says this. He says, "Follow my example as I follow the example of Christ." Some translations say, "You should imitate me as I imitate Christ." As I watch this son imitating his father, following the example of his father, I just think about how Jesus was the perfect incarnation. He was the perfect reflection in this world of God's heart and God's love. And then those who followed him tried to do their best to follow after Jesus and to live and love and serve and pray like Jesus did. And then somewhere way down the line, I came into the picture, and it's my opportunity to follow those people who have been leading me, follow those people who are discipling me. And now, as a leader myself, I have the opportunity to look at the generation that's coming behind me and say, how can I be an example? How can I inspire and challenge and motivate and represent the love and the grace of Jesus in my life so that someone following me can do that and do it better? So today, just remember, you're following someone. Someone's following you. Are you following Jesus? Are you leaving a good example? Are you leaving a legacy? Because you don't want someone looking at your Christianity and living it out like Ghostbusters 2016. Well, that's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Daily Nerd Devos every weekday, you can follow us wherever you listen to podcasts or on your Amazon Echo platform. And if you want more fun Christian nerdy stuff, you can listen to the full podcast on the Nerd of Godcast wherever podcasts are found. Come hang out with us on our Facebook small group, the Nerd of God Squad. Share some memes and live your dreams. Until next time, I'm Tony T for the Daily Nerd Devo. I ain't got to go home, but I can't stay here.